A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Ford Leadoff Show is on deck, but first, it's 680 Game Day.
A 1-2 from Strider. Tegahine swung on and missed at a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and Spencer is locked in.
Now live from the Battery Atlanta at Truist Park, it's 680 Game Day.
Oh! And just like that, we're back. Chuck and Chernoff with Loesen for the King, as we're live at Sugarloaf for the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. Chris Domino back in our Braves Network Studios headquarters. We get you ready for the Braves and the Marlins, game one of three. Tonight at 7:20, Ford Leadoff Show will set the table for all that. Bryce Elder gets the ball for his first start tonight. Mr. Domino, how are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How is everybody out there?
We're good. And I want to start with some Bryce Elder conversation.
Yes, sir.
Told the audience number eight happens tonight for the Braves. You know what number eight is.
That would be the eighth different starter, perhaps?
After 20 games. And the Braves are 14-6.
Yes, they are.
That's the crazy part that we all know going into the year you need 9 or 10, maybe more. Boy, they're trending on a pace where you're going to blow by that number 9 or 10. If Bryce is going to get the ball tonight, we all see a world where Dylan Dodd might get a start soon. And down the road, there's a Hurston Waldrop or an A.J. Smith-Shawver, and who knows beyond that. So 20 games in, if I would have told you number eight is on the mound tonight, you probably wouldn't feel as good about things as you do right now.
Well, there might be a trade candidate who also gets a start, and there could be a bullpen guy if you want to play the opener type of game, which at some point you might over 162.
That might all be in the cards. Here's a good piece of news. Ozzie Albies was on the field today. Mm-hmm. He was hitting. He was taking ground balls. He's progressing wonderfully. Dave O'Brien and other Braves beat reporters said he could come off the IL as early as Friday. That's when he's eligible, if not just maybe a day or two later. The Braves are always big with, you could come off today, we'll give you another day or two. But that's great news considering when he broke that toe. I mean, we heard all kinds of dates, people projecting how long he could be out. So, obviously, great news. And as I said to Los earlier, Chris, the Heat have the Heat culture that we hear about. I think the Braves' culture is very real. They lose players every year. Injuries, some off-the-field stuff at times, whatever it is. So I need you for 10 days, Luis Guillorme, to do some stuff. And he had a couple of hits. Or I need some guys to fill in because I'm not going to have Spencer for the year or Sean Murphy for three at-bats so far through 20 games. And for whatever reason, they just figure it out year after year.
Or I need for you to hit second because that's been changed up a little bit. And I need you to hit ninth and maybe reap the benefits and rewards of that. So, yeah, there's a lot. I will also tell you, you know what Braves culture is? Ozzie cut off his big toe. I'm not supposed to talk about this. I'm not supposed to talk about it. He saw Ronnie Lott, who, by the way, as the story's gotten better, Ronnie Lott took off three fingers. Right. Actually, he didn't, but that's cool. But, yeah, I've been told, and I'm not really supposed to talk about it a lot, but Ozzie said, take it. Just take it. I want to play.
So, typically, I would believe you, but I think the big toe controls a lot of your balance, so I don't know how that – maybe if it was like that third toe, the middle, that little one, that fat one in the middle you don't need.
Can I tell you?
I feel like we need our pinky and our big toe.
Can I tell you what's happening here? Liberty Media got big money in it. Very good R&D department. Very good
toe.
R&D department. Listen, I'm just saying.
So did we get a replacement toe, or he's just toeless?
I can't speak of it anymore.
Gotcha, okay.
Can't speak of it anymore.
I will not push you on it any longer. I will, though – very quickly.
Demeno Frankenstein. You want two? I'll get you a toe.
It's very uncomfortable.
Well, I said today, you know, Pedro Martinez, he had ridiculously long fingers. I shook his hand once, and I was like, boy, it's all true. I believe that I would go for finger extensions. If I was a pitcher in Major League Baseball, I would pay the freight, and I would go get my fingers extended. That's what I would do. Better control, better spin, better grip, maybe less elbow problems.
Where do we go for that?
I can't tell you that either. I cannot tell you this.
Tomino, I don't like this. I know stuff that I'm not telling you.
That's
stuff.
Right.
Haven't you seen Minority Report where you have to know people to get stuff done?
Okay. I played in a midnight poker game about 3 months ago. Uh-huh. And when I say midnight, it started about 11 and
sure.
went till about 4.
Right.
I can't tell you what that was either.
Okay.
I can't tell you everything.
Did you lose a kidney?
Can't tell you.
Yeah, you're right.
I can tell you it's time for our look around the NL East brought to you by Finley Roofing. If you need that work done, Finley Roofing could be the place to turn. You can go to finleyroofing.com. That's where you want to look for your new roof as we look around the NL East. Braves and Marlins here tonight at Truist Park. Braves coming at 14-6. The Marlins at a ugly 6-17. The Phillies are playing very good baseball. They're 14-8. They're on the road tonight in Cincinnati. The Mets had their good streak ended last night. They lost to the Dodgers 10-0. But they're 12-9 overall. They're head to San Francisco to face the Giants tonight. Giants come in at 10-13. That is all the action tonight around the NL East. Again, brought to you by Finley Roofing.
Time for tonight's starting lineups. Presented by Marco's Pizza. Love pepperoni? Order Marco's Pepperoni Magnifico, topped with classic and crispy cupped Old World pepperoni. A large is now just $9.99. Participation may vary. See store for details.
All right, Braves lineup will set up like this. And Domino, feel free to hop in here as we go down the list. Ronald Acuna Jr. will lead off and play right field.
Yeah, that's fine.
Agreed. Orlando Arcia batting second. He's playing shortstop.
I can take that.
Good. Austin Riley is fighting it. He's hitting third and playing third.
He'll be better.
I agreed. Matt Olson is fighting it even more than Austin. He's won for his last 20. 7 Ks due to get right. He's hitting cleanup at first base.
I'd like him to pick it up, too.
Agreed, Domino. The Red Heart Marcelo Zuna is DHing. He will bat fifth. He's leading the league in home runs and RBI.
That guy's calves are big.
That is true. He's got big bear calves, no doubt. Travis d'Arnaud, Mr. Longball himself, back in the lineup tonight. He will catch and bat sixth. Again? Okay. Adam Duvall, Duvy, in left field. He'll bat seventh.
One of the times I was drunk, I asked this man if he was ever finally going to charge a pitcher and make him pay.
And what did he say? Okay. Michael Harris II will play center field. He will bat eighth.
Scrappy.
Agreed. And David Fletcher. Fletch gets the start tonight at second base. He's batting ninth. That's it? All right. Bryce Elder will get the start for the Braves, so that defense will all fan out behind him for the 7:20 first pitch. This is where I turn to Chris Domino.
Mm-hmm.
He gets his lunch pail out.
Okay.
Puts his hard hat on.
I have. Yes.
He prepares to go to work. He's got a pop quiz,
mm-hmm.
Diamond Notes.
Mm-hmm.
He'll set the table with the weather for you tonight.
Maybe.
He's got a Wellstar stat of the day.
Okay.
It's all happening as we count it down to the Braves.
I have no idea which version of him is alive anymore.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Who cares? AI or CD, doesn't matter. We'll carry it all and cover it all for you as we count down to Braves and Marlins coming up in the van.
We're getting you ready for Braves baseball. This is 680 Game Day on the home of the Braves, The Fan.
All righty then, we count it down to the Braves and the Marlins. Game one of their three-game series comes up tonight. Ford leadoff show is around the corner with Domino and McAlpin. And then first pitch at 7:20 right here on The Fan on FM at 93.7, AM and at 680, and of course on the 680 The Fan mobile app. Chuck and Chernoff are live at Sugarloaf for the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. Los is in for the King here. Domino back in studio as we get ready to count it down to first pitch. Domino, the weather can be a tricky situation for people coming down to Truist tonight. What do they need to know?
Sure can be. But tonight, it's really plain and simple, cut and dry. 65 degrees first pitch, courtesy of Central Heating and Air Conditioning. A beautiful day right here on the Battery.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Domino's Pop Quiz, presented by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Visit allfourseasonsgarages.com.
All right, do you remember a guy named Justin Verlander?
Of course, future Brave.
Yeah. Could be. They are now 6-17 of the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Ooh. He is on a track, and he hopes, I'm sure, he achieves it. 300 games, 300 winning game pitcher. So here's the... He's 40 years old.
Yeah.
there are 12 guys, 40 and over, who won 50 games. He's like 43 away. But there are 12 pitchers who won 50 or more games in their age of 40 and after that. So 40 and up, 12 guys have won at least 50 games. Who might they be?
They won 50 games after the age of 40.
Yeah.
That's a very wonderful question. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll try to answer that. Domino will let you guys play along at home and in the car. Mm-hmm. Domino, I will tell you, last night, by the way, being down at Truist, might have been the last sweatshirt night of the year.
Oh,
it was great.
No. I kind of like that weather.
It was wonderful.
I hate a game where you've got to go, I didn't do this right.
Correct.
I didn't do this right.
Yeah.
And 65 tonight, you know.
That's great.
Great baseball weather.
It's
great
perfect
baseball weather.
You're going to blink and it's going to be 96 degrees. And
but
just
have your sleeves on.
Yeah.
Have your sleeves on.
Yeah. Okay, so pop quiz answers are coming up. You guys play along at home in the car. Just keep your hands on the wheel. Domino's got Diamond Oats.
All right.
A Wellstar stat of the day. Mm-hmm. And we count it down to the Braves and the Marlins. They're coming up on the van.
Braves pregame is up next. You're locked into 680 Game Day on the home of the Braves, The Fan.
All righty, then. We continue 680 Game Day with Chuck and Chernoff, Carlos Medina. He's in for the King. I'll remind you, you can wake up mornings with Carlos and the Morning Extra.
It's way too early.
At 6 a.m. with Tug and Rhino. You can listen on the Extra 106.3 app. And then listen throughout the day. Just that simple. Chris Domino is back in studio.
Yes, sir.
Counting down to the four. Yeah, that's right. Counting down to the four leadoff show with Kevin McAlpin. Domino, dude, do me a favor. Before we get Diamond Oats,
yeah,
for the folks just joining in, they just popped into the car. They have no idea what's going on.
Sure.
They feel like they've missed out because they didn't hear the pop quiz question. Can you reset it for them?
Yeah, you know what I always say? Being on time is late, so whatever. I'll do it, I guess, today.
True.
12 pitchers won at least 50 games, their age 40 year and past that. 12 guys won 50 games from the age 40 and up to their end of their career.
All right, we'll get that after we get our Wellstar stat of the day. Inside Diamond Oats reminder, at Wellstar, our patients are at the center of everything we do. We're nationally ranked, locally recognized for high quality care, inclusive culture, and exceptional doctors and caregivers. We're one of the largest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Visit Wellstar.org today. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
It's time for Domino's Diamond Notes, presented by Salomon Brothers. Be a Brave for a day on Diamond Day, presented by Salomon Brothers and the Atlanta Braves. Visit 680thefan.com/Diamond Days to register.
Let us do a little business of baseball. Through the same amount of games, 2024 compared to 2023, the two teams that were in the World Series last year, Arizona and Texas, Arizona is up 10,000 plus in their home attendance a game. Texas is up 9,000 plus in attendance at their game. Cincinnati, by the way, at 5,300 plus every home game. In other words, a bump of 5,300. They're the non-World Series team that has seen the best bump. And the New York Mets, by the way, are down 6,200 in the same amount of games this year as opposed to last year.
This is the voice from Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Oh. Or if you put them inside where it's not as hot. In Texas, they tend to show up.
And Arizona, too.
And go to a World Series.
Matt, you thought you were doing something tricky there. I think we just took it from tricky to realistic.
Well, you just ruined my whole bit. It's fine. I like the bit.
Leading, trailing through seven innings this year. The Atlanta Braves are really good, right? As good as anybody in baseball record-wise, right?
I've heard.
Okay. When you look at their seventh inning numbers, they've led nine times. They've trailed eight times. The other times they've been tied. But it is interesting to know they're not very good. The Chicago Cubs, by the way, after seven innings, have led 14 times and only trailed four times.
Wow!
And the White Sox and the Rockies and all the teams that you think would stink at all this stuff, Detroit, Miami, right, Colorado, and the White Sox, they all stink. They're trailing many more times.
What's the Braves' record when they're leading after nine innings?
Well, I like to call that 100% win probability. The only win probability that counts.
Why do you have to bother him?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
This man is giving you good information.
It's great info.
And you decide to mess with him.
I'd like to lead after seven innings. I'm more wanting to lead after nine.
Diamond Oak business now?
Yeah, leave Chris alone.
Yeah, there's no such thing as win probability except in two cases. When the chances of you winning are zero because the game is in the book and you didn't score as many runs, or 100% when the game is in the book and you scored more runs. Ronald Acuña is just one stolen base away from passing who for the most stolen bases since the Braves moved to Atlanta?
That would be Fuki.
That would be Rafael
Furquel.
That is correct.
No.
And it's a pretty good year in
underrated
terms of...
Underrated player still, by the
What's
way.
What's that?
Underrated.
Okay.
He's still underrated.
Okay. Jeez. You
I'm
said it
saying.
Once.
I'm not a cannon arm. You guys don't have to yell at me. I'm just being...
Said it once.
Sticking up for Lil Fuki.
How do you like this one? Can we make this our All-Star stat of the day? All right, you ready? Ready? Babe Ruth hit 176 home runs in his first 725 games. Shohei Ohtani has hit 176 home runs in his first 725 games. They are that dead even. And what do they have in common? Both were pitchers and hitters. Pitchers and hitters.
Asian pitchers and hitters.
And both had interpreters.
Yes.
And both were adopted. I don't know if you know
right.
that. No, I don't know. I don't
now,
know about
it,
the
Ohtani. Does it bother you? And does it bother you that Babe hit them all off 74-mile-an-hour pitches?
No, but you know what's interesting? Somebody actually brought it up this weekend, and I don't remember who it was. Babe Ruth had a long time. Do you know the last time that one hop over the fence home runs were not home runs? This is the guy's honest truth. 1929. So if you look through the entire 20s, Babe Ruth, if he hit a one-hopper over a fence, it was a home run. Even a two-hopper if it went over the fence.
Now, how stupid were we?
Kind of dead. 1931 is the last time in the National League. The National League went two more years with the one-hop homer. So all through the 20s, if he hit a ball that bounced over a fence, it was a home run. I don't have the time to do the math of how many that was. But
that's a lot, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
How do you think Babe have handled, let's say, Aroldis Chapman in his prime? How would Babe have done?
Oh, I'm not going to do this with you. I'm not going to play your games. We got to get to other stuff. Can I give
it
you?
Might have been like 2.5 pitches.
Can I give you? I want to thank Mason Miller. All he does is throw 100 miles an hour and blah blah blah. But he has made the math really easy. He's 5 for 5 in save opportunities, and he has struck out 20 batters in 10 innings. Nobody in baseball is making the math any easier. That just means he's perfect in the saves and really good in the strikeouts.
That's kind of show off.
If really good is a math thing. I don't know if it is or not. Oh, by the way, that Miller kid, he's thrown 42 pitches at 101 miles per hour or more. The rest of baseball has done it 34 times. He's leading baseball 42 to 34. Yeah, it's already scheduled. It's already scheduled. It is next June, June 10th. Mason Miller is scheduled a surgery. Oh, yeah, by the way, the other part about Ohtani is, this is true. He's leading Major League Baseball in hitting, and he's coming off of Tommy John. Like, I know Tommy John, we don't think about it as hitting, but shouldn't he be a little bit more goofed up than this?
You would think, right?
I think so.
How about the fact that he's hitting like that, yet the Dodgers are two games over?
And the Braves, again, I don't do pace. Because if I did pace, the Cincinnati Reds are on pace to steal 300 bases. That's not really a thing. They really are right now. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna's got a 9-77 year going right now. That's the God's honest truth. Those are his numbers. 9-77. His ratios aren't good. It's 1-9 now.
Or
9-1. That's 9-77.
But, Domino, if you trade him now, you're trading him at his lowest value. So
I would agree. How about this Tyler Glasnow? You see this guy pitch?
I have.
Boy, he might be a godsend for the Dodgers. Because think about what they would be without him, as everybody just seems to fall apart in that roster.
Really Yamamoto, good. So far, he'll be fine. But Yamamoto's not exactly delivering so
far. No. Yeah. Times they had a player play at least 155 games in a regular season since 2018, the Atlanta Braves have done it 18 times. Nobody else in baseball has had players playing 155 in a regular season more than 10. Seattle and Philadelphia.
That's right.
So we do that. And Aaron Judge, by the way, struck out 16 times since last Sunday. I'm not even making that up. I'm not making that up. He has struck out 16 times since last Sunday. All right, let's play the game. I will save some of the others for tomorrow.
All right. How about Nolan Ryan?
Nolan Ryan had 71 wins, 40 and up.
How about Jamie Moyer?
105 wins.
Shut up.
40 and up. Yes, sir. By the way, he pitched in 257 games.
Silly.
40 and up.
How about Gaylord Perry?
I've got three check marks so far. Look,
nobody asked.
Gaylord Perry.
Nobody
he
asked.
Is, he, hard so gentlemen, far. Stop sparring. Stop quibbling. It's a make it, take it. So,
sure.
Carlos, you got to sit out for this one. He had 50, by the way. He's the lowest. He's 12th. 50, Gaylord Perry.
Phil Niekro.
Number one, he pitched in 300 games from the age 40 and up. 121 wins.
How about Roger Clemens?
66 wins.
All right. How about Tom Seaver?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, now can I offer this up?
Sure.
That was good. I'm not telling you it was impressive.
Thanks,
you got a lot in a row. No, but right. But I'm thinking about all the nights where it's been terrible for you.
Sure. So that takes the edge off
me doing ratio.
Well.
Yeah, you still have a bad ratio.
DeVito's the guy. I want you guys to be clear about this. I get a 97 on my math quiz, and I turn it in. He goes, that's fine, but let's look back at the last 2 days when you got 64s and 63s
right.
Instead of praising me. Okay.
Well, actually, like 42 and 38, and then a 96. And you know what I got to think at that point? Did you cheat?
Cheat,
did
sure.
you have this test?
Yeah, I had a lot of that in school.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Honestly, there's no way we can see anything out here. It's way too bright.
Go ahead.
Charlie Huff.
67 wins.
I had him.
You didn't have
him. I had right there. Dennis Martinez.
No.
El Presidente. Oh. Good job. Now, Domino, is this any era we're doing?
Yeah.
Cy Young.
That'd be correct. 54
man,
wins.
Cy Young. All right. I just didn't know if we were doing when we were throwing three knuckles brown and you know,
right.
all these things.
Again, I will let you know what the conditions are, sir. If I didn't give you a condition, it's
sure.
all of baseball.
Okay. All right.
That's all. Again, this is why when you get a 96,
right.
you want a pat on the back. I can't give it to you.
It would be nice, though, to build me up.
Here's the deal. Well. Guys like you give them a rope, they think they're a cowboy. So, I mean, I can't do it. I can't
that's
be
right.
the one.
That's true. How about Steve Carlton?
No.
How about Satchel Paige?
No.
Greg Maddux.
No.
I can tell you, Maddux had 35.
Did he?
He's okay. not on.
All right, so now we're going to go back to the old days.
Yeah. There's one and a half old guys. Like, one and a half. It's not right. two totally old guys. One guy you're not going to get.
Jenkins.
Listen,
no.
One guy you're not going to get.
We're not going to get. Okay,
you're not going to get.
That would be left foot brown.
That would not be correct. I'm trying to think. Oh, I know.
Knee-high Smith.
You want to play Who's That Guy?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Coach Bro.
Dan. Quisenberry.
No.
That's silly. He was only a pitcher. Please.
Dan.
No.
Why does it have to be Dan?
Quinn.
Of all trades.
Jack Quinn
won 104
I
games.
I love that guy. Who's that?
He won 104. He
love him.
Listen, this is the guy that's on his truth. He pitched in 368 games.
Sure he did.
40 and later.
Yeah, well, yeah. Side-eye Jack Quinn.
And I don't know if you know this.
He was throwing 58 miles an hour.
He had the longest right arm ever measured by the Guinness people. It touched the ground.
It was grafted from an ape. And he would work the steel mill at night.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so
else?
There are two guys who are still, like, older, but it's not like they're not Jack Quinns.
Okay, so these are from, like, the modern era-ish.
Yeah. Okay. Let's put it this way. TVs were in black and white.
Okay.
And then they were in color during their career.
All right.
Like if you watch the Ponderosa.
Right.
There's a good chance
sure.
you would have seen
so this is
one
clearly
of these guys.
Bob Gibson.
No.
No, that's a bad guess.
Don Drysdale.
No.
It's a worst guess.
No, those guys didn't. Listen.
I don't think they won 300.
No. But I was thinking of older guys.
Okay.
Remember, you could pitch till you were like, I don't know, like 48 at that point.
Early win.
You don't have to throw 60.
I'm going to tell you right now. Stop being dopes. There's one guy whose name you should get. He's the older version of this. Who's the one guy you should
get?
Okay,
but it's when you're looking at the answers, it's just it's
No. Once you hear this, you're going to go, yeah.
I can't believe you don't know these nuclear codes.
I mean,
right in front of me.
I went on a roll that was massive here.
No.
It's like I hit my first 9 jump shots to me. It was like, yeah, I hit the 10th. Let me think for a second.
Something about Mary. Franks and Beans.
Ben Stiller.
Franks and Beans.
No.
Franks and Beans.
Character name.
Warren.
Warren Spahn.
Warren Spahn, 75. You should be mad at yourselves.
I should be mad at myself because I didn't even.
You should have asked about you.
Knuckleballer.
Hit
a home run in his first at-bat of his major league career. Never hit another one. That's honest truth.
That's what's his name. Los, help me out.
Aren't you, aren't you so fancy? Look at you, Mr. Toity.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.